We welcome back to the program the head coach of the Maine Black Bear football team, Nick Charlton. Coach, good afternoon.
How are we doing, Rich?
I'm doing pretty well. How's your Monday so far?
It's going well. Busy as always, but everything's good.
Dealing with these media people, that's got to be a pain.
You know, it's the joy of my day, Rich. You know that.
Well, a very disappointing end to the spring season for you. You've had a little bit of time. How do you put this all in perspective for you and for the players?
Well, I mean, you know, we talked, obviously, I believe it was Wednesday morning, and then had position meetings later that day, then another team meeting the following day. And, you know, it's disappointing because our guys did everything that they were asked to do.
Mm.
And, you know, when you look at it, you know, we were 2-2, and I think it gives us great perspective as to where we need to be and what we need to do to be a championship program year in and year out. And obviously we got a younger team right now, but these guys are gaining experience really, really fast. And, you know, we don't make a lot of excuses about who's out there, because at the end of the day, we're here to win games. And, you know, you could see the disparity in terms of the games we won and the games we lost. And we got to play better in the ones that we lost. But I think that for the guys to commit and sacrifice to the point where we didn't have any positives for the entire pandemic when they were working out with the team or practicing, I don't really know what to say to that. It's just an unbelievable level of commitment. It's sacrifice. It's buying into a culture. It's all those things, and it's a lot of guys that are in a very difficult position in college where they can't really do a whole lot if they want to play football, and just because of the nature of this. So I'm proud of the team, and it's unfortunate because it was out of our control. We didn't have another opponent to play, and, you know, we wanted to be really clear. Like, we weren't opting out of anything. I mean, our guys were ready to go, and, I mean, we spoke about the New Hampshire news 10 minutes before our Tuesday practice because that's when it came out. And then right after that, you know, I started hearing about Rhode Island. So it happened pretty fast. But, I mean, the guys were ready to go, and they obviously wanted to play. So it was tough that way.
I know you explored some options to get in at least one more game, but they're just realistically, there weren't many directions to go.
Well, we looked at, you know, a couple of different options in terms of, like, in-conference, out-of-conference. And ultimately, our guys, the conversation we had, you know, it was about, hey, do you want to keep trying to play? That was obviously a part of it, and we take a lot of stock with what our players want to do, but a lot of it was about the teams. And, you know, we wanted to stay in conference and continue to do that. Obviously there was an allure to playing Rhode Island and New Hampshire, you know, our biggest rivals, and when that went away, we looked at options in the CAA, and, you know, probably I think it was Friday morning, you know, we found out that Richmond was going to be playing James Madison, and Villanova had already been scheduled to play Delaware, and everybody else had already either opted out or been done, and that left us with no options. So unfortunately, we couldn't invent a game for the guys. So I think at that point everybody accepted it, and I think everybody was comfortable with it because they did what they were asked, and they controlled the controllables, and there's not much else you can do other than that, to be honest with you.
How do you keep from being mad at those other teams? Obviously, you understand what they went through, but I got to think there's a little part of you is like, come on, you couldn't hold it together for 4 more days?
I'm not going to comment on anybody else, as you know, Rich. It's not about me. It's like, I wanted to play. We felt like we had 2 winnable games in front of us, and I thought the guys deserved that.
Yeah.
And I thought they deserved that opportunity. We felt very confident. You know, I think we had a good idea of where we were at, and I think it really gives us a lot to go off of as we go into the off season, and what it's going to take to, again, be a consistent winner here at the University of Maine. And we've talked about that a lot, and how to do that and how to build it. And, you know, we're doing that with the culture and obviously with the players, and there's a lot of talent there. It's just about cultivating it. And I mean, these guys showed a lot of great things here this spring. It's just, you know, it's unfortunate that it was cut short because I just thought they sacrificed so much that it was owed to them. And unfortunately in life, sometimes things don't happen the way that you want them to. And that's part of, I guess, being an adult and and learning to go through experiences. And I mean, that's what these guys are doing right now.
Well, so now the focus turns to next fall, which will be here before you know it. And I wonder, does this mean you go into preseason in August with fewer questions than you normally have?
Yeah, I think you have a better understanding of where we're at and what we need to do. You know, the one overwhelming thing from our meetings was, you know, we were talking about what we need to do to get where we want to go. And everybody had the same comments pretty much. And it was, we got to get bigger, stronger, and faster. And stay here over the summer and be committed. We're obviously going to give the guys time off, plenty of time, because they deserve that. I mean, they just played a season and did everything we asked, so they certainly deserve that. But, I mean, they all resoundingly said the same thing and wanted to get back to work. And I think they see how close we are. And obviously, you know, we had some great wins. We had some difficult losses. And, you know, you are what you are. But we feel like we're not very far away. And these guys are very, very bought in right now. And, you know, we think we're going to bring back the vast majority of this football team. Of course, there's going to be some conversations and things like that, like there is now in college football. But we're very confident we're going to bring back the majority of the guys, and they're very bought into what we're doing right now.
Now, what's up in terms of recruiting? Is there anything, do you have any spaces, any spots, any scholarships left that you could fill between now and late summer?
So we're looking at a couple different things. It's a little different this year, naturally, believe that or not. But it's basically, there are a number of guys that would be seniors that now have 2 years of eligibility, and a lot of them graduate in December. So there's conversations we're going to be having here in the next couple of weeks about what they want to do. I mean, we got some guys, you know, that were hurt and got medical red shirts. I mean, they're 24 years old. And so some people forget, you know, because obviously they're viewed as student athletes, but I mean, some of them might want to be done playing college football.
Right.
You know, they're
right.
20, 24, 25 years old. And I think that there's going to be a bunch of conversations. There's guys that we're going to be very adamantly pushing to come back. There's going to be other guys that probably, you know, we've already had these conversations that want to move on. And all of that's very understandable. And I think we just have to be honest with each other. I think authenticity is very important in our program. And as long as everybody knows what they're doing, then we can build the roster off of that. And we have 11 scholarship players, full or partial, coming in this fall, with one of them being two of them being transfers. One of them's a grad transfer, PJ Barr, the offensive tackle, and then Charlie Everly, the long snapper from Ithaca. Everybody else is a freshman. So we will have a little bit of space. We always keep a little bit. Some of that is going to be spent on upgrades to guys that certainly deserve it from the spring. A lot of guys who stepped into some roles that they, you know, definitely got thrown into and performed at a high level. So we want to make sure that we're rewarding the guys that are in our program doing things the right way. So we'll have a little bit of money left, but we've used a lot of it. I thought we were very aggressive in the at the mid-year, and I think that allows, and it's been really good to keep the continuity of the team, because these guys have now been playing with each other for a little while.
And Nick, before we let you go, we've been talking a lot today about Red Gendron, and we're still stunned by his passing on Friday. What did he mean to the athletic department at the university?
Yeah, very difficult day, and you know, the last couple of days have been very hard. And you know, Red was somebody, and we knew each other just again as colleagues, and you know, they're over in Alphond, and we're in Memorial Gym, and he's such a friend, somebody that when you were down, he'd pick you up. You know, after every win, I think I heard from him, no matter what. He cared about people. And, you know, I think Friday was very difficult for a lot of people in our community. And, I feel horrible for his family. You know, obviously that's where our thoughts and prayers are right now. I think it gives you a lot of perspective on, I guess, on life. And, that's something we talk to our players about, and we're doing like a little picture day tomorrow. So we're going to talk about it again, in person. Cause I don't think, you know, Zoom does those things justice. So Red meant everything to this program and gave everything, was a tremendous human being, was such a joy to be around and work with. I mean, such a funny, like, bright personality that I just enjoyed being around. And it was hard. It was a very difficult day. And I feel for, I'm thinking about his family. That's really where my thoughts are right now. And I think all of us are probably in the same boat. So I don't know, just thinking about Red and his family. And again, difficult day for the University of Maine, but I think it goes beyond that.
Absolutely. Hey, Nick, it's good to talk with you as always. Thank you for making time for us this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
I look forward to it, Reg. I'll see you.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Charlton talking football and more with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.